A hearse carrying the body of Muhammad Ali traveled through the streets of his hometown, Louisville, Kentucky, today. The procession began at a funeral home, went along a boulevard named after him, and ended at the cemetery. Thousands of people lined the streets. The three-time heavyweight boxing champion died 1 week ago of respiratory failure after suffering from Parkinson's disease for decades. His funeral service was held at the city's arena. Ali himself planned that service. A family spokesman said the champ wanted the service to be inclusive of everyone. He was celebrated by boxers, religious figures, journalists, and former President Bill Clinton. NPR's Sonari Glinton is there and joins us from Louisville. Hi.
Hey, Ari.
You've been in Louisville a few days. What have you seen?
Well, it's like everyone here in Louisville has gotten the word, we have to celebrate Muhammad Ali. Buses are flashing the greatest. There are videos in the downtown. Billboards, businesses have taken out billboards, and there are volunteers walking around passing out water in orange and black, I am Ali shirts. I mean, think about it. I saw a group of elderly white women wearing I am Ali shirts, and you got to imagine that must make him smile somewhere.
The roster of speakers is both impressive and long. Give us a highlight or two.
Well, the first half of the service was an ecumenical bonanza. There was a priest, two rabbis, there were Buddhist chants, Native American leaders, and they all emphasized Ali's importance to the world, to Louisville. And Ari, let's listen to Reverend Kevin Cosby talk about Ali's importance to the black community.
I am not saying that Muhammad Ali is the property of black people. He is the property of all people. But while he is the property of all people, let us never forget that he is the product of black people in their struggle to be free.
Okay, Sonar, you said that was just the first half. What about the second half?
Well, it turned into this real understanding of Muhammad Ali as a character in our lives culturally, but also in the larger world. He was toasted by two of his good friends, Billy Crystal and Brian Gumble. Let's take a listen.
Experiencing the genius of his talent was absolutely extraordinary. Every one of his fights was an aura of a Super Bowl. He did things nobody would do. He predicted the round that he would knock somebody out in, and then he would do it. He was funny. He was beautiful. He was the most perfect athlete you ever saw, and those were his own words.
Some of us like him took pride in being black, bold, and brash. And because we were so unapologetic, we were, in the eyes of many, way too uppity. We were way too arrogant. Yet we reveled in being like him.
And that's an important thing to understand, what a figure Muhammad Ali is in the African-American world. I mean, we can think about the boxers who came before him, Floyd Patterson, Joe Louis. They weren't the sort of race men that Muhammad Ali was. And if we think about how strange it would have been for him to change his name in the 1960s, I mean, it shows how important he was in this whole city getting together to celebrate Muhammad Ali. You start to wonder, is it overdoing it? But then you go, well, we probably wouldn't do this for any other boxer. And especially no one, there isn't a boxer who comes even close, and there are not any athletes who come close to being the greatest the way Muhammad Ali was, and it seems sort of fitting.
NPR's Sonari Glinton speaking with us from Louisville, Kentucky, where Muhammad Ali was laid to rest today. Thanks, Sonari.
You're welcome.